Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, we need to talk about this wild story that just came out about Anne Hetch and Ellen DeGeneres because, girl, the audacity of what allegedly went down back in the day. Okay, so apparently, there's this new memoir out called Tortured Souls, by former Entertainment Tonight producer Fran Weinstein, and she is absolutely spilling the tea about what happened back in 1998. Now listen to this. She claims that Anne Hecka had done an interview, right? But then there was some sort of clash. Some drama went down, and allegedly, not them literally dumping the interview tape in a New York City sewer. A sewer girl, all supposedly to protect Ellen's romance with Anne. I'm screaming, like, can you imagine? Someone was like, right, this interview's too messy. Let's just chuck it down a drain. The mental image of entertainment executives literally throwing tapes into NYC sewage because the content was too spicy. I cannot. And you know what's wild about this? This was 1998, honey. Ellen and Anne's relationship was huge news back then because it was so rare to see openly gay relationships in Hollywood. The pressure must have been absolutely mental. But dumping interview tapes in sewers, that's some next-level damage control right there. I mean, we'll never know what was actually on that tape now, will we? It's probably floating around in the Atlantic Ocean somewhere. The drama of it all. But moving on, because we need to talk about the Met Gala 2026 and... Oh! My! Days! First off, can we talk about Eileen Gu absolutely serving on that red carpet? Girl showed up in a dress made of 15,000 glass bubbles. 15,000. I don't even want to think about how much that cost or how long it took to put together. Can you imagine being her assistant? Right, Eileen. Just stand very, very still while we glue these 15,000 individual glass bubbles to your dress. The pun game was strong, too. Adore bubble. I actually groaned and laughed at the same time. That's peak Met Gala energy right there. But honestly, she looked absolutely stunning. The commitment to the theme, the artistry. Chef's kiss! And speaking of the Met Gala, pause. Girl, the scenes this year. We had Beyoncé doing what Beyoncé does, which is being absolutely flawless and making everyone else look like they're not even trying. Rihanna was there being effortlessly gorgeous as always. And Sabrina Carpenter. Can we just acknowledge how far she's come? From Disney Channel to the Met Gala red carpet. The glow-up is real. But the real surprise of the night? Mark Zuckerberg and Priscilla Chan made their Met Gala debut. Now, I did not have Mark Zuckerberg at the Met Gala on my 2026 bingo card, but here we are, the Facebook founder himself stepping onto fashion's biggest night. And you know what? Good for them. They've been married since 2012, they've got three daughters, and now they're out here rubbing shoulders with Anna Wintour and the fashion elite. The character development. I'm genuinely curious about what he wore, though, because let's be honest. Mark's not exactly known for his fashion choices, is he? The man practically lives in gray t-shirts and jeans, so seeing him navigate the Met Gala dress code must have been an experience. I bet Priscilla was doing all the heavy lifting on the styling front. Smart woman, that one. But can we talk about how the Met Gala has just become this ultimate celebrity mixing bowl? Like, you've got tech billionaires chatting with pop superstars, movie stars taking selfies with sports legends, and fashion designers probably having mild panic attacks, making sure everyone's outfits are photographing well under those museum lights. The behind-the-scenes drama must be intense. All these massive egos in one building, everyone trying to outdo each other with their looks, the seating chart politics. Girl, I would pay good money to be a fly on that wall. And you know there were probably some fashion emergencies happening. With Eileen Gu's 15,000 glass bubbles, I'm surprised she made it through the night without losing half of them on the marble floors. Can you imagine the sound, like a wind chime falling down the stairs? Speaking of fashion emergencies, pause. I wonder if anyone gave Mark Zuckerberg a little pep talk about Met Gala etiquette? Like, right, Mark, no talking about algorithms at dinner, no checking your phone every 5 minutes, and definitely no suggesting everyone join a group chat. But honestly, I love seeing people step outside their comfort zones. The Met Gala is supposed to be the celebration of art and fashion and creativity. So having different industries represented just makes it more interesting, doesn't it? And can we just appreciate that in 2026, we're still getting absolutely served by these celebrities? Like the commitment to the looks, the drama, the fashion moments? It never gets old. Every year, I think, surely they can't top last year, and then bam, glass bubble dresses and tech billionaires strutting down red carpets. The Met Gala really is like the Olympics of fashion, isn't it? Everyone brings their absolute A-game, the competition is fierce, and we all get to judge from our sofas while eating crisps. But going back to that Anne Hetch story for a second, it just makes you think about how much celebrity drama we probably never hear about, doesn't it? Like, if they were allegedly dumping interview tapes in sewers back in 1998, what kind of mess is happening behind the scenes now in the age of social media? The levels of damage control that must go on. I bet there are whole teams of people whose job it is to make sure certain stories never see the light of day. Although thankfully nowadays we don't have to worry about tapes ending up in sewage systems, it's all digital. Much easier to delete, much harder to fish out of manholes. Not that I'm encouraging anyone to delete evidence of drama, because where would that leave podcasts like mine? I'd be out of a job. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow, because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!